This week's parasha begins with the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. The Torah tells us, V'yaskein Aharon, and Aharon did so. He lit the menorah as commanded. And Rashi proclaims famously, Magid Shvacha shel Aharon sheloi shina. The pasuk is extolling the virtues of Aharon that he did not deviate from what he was commanded. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered by this Rashi. How can we even entertain the thought that Aharon HaKoyen would deviate from what he was commanded? So what is Rashi conveying here? So I once heard a beautiful explanation of Lahagat Shvacha shel Aharon sheloi shina. When it says about Aharon sheloi shina, it doesn't mean that he didn't change or deviate from the mitzvah as he was instructed by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That is obvious. Instead, sheloi shina reveals a profound lesson in human relationships. Aharon did not try to change others. He changed himself. The praise of Aharon was sheloi shina. He didn't try to change the other person. When necessary, when he had a hard time connecting with a person, he would change himself. Many times we find where people try to change other people because they can't accept them for who they are. So in an attempt to be their friend or neighbor or co-worker, they try to change them to their liking. We find this phenomenon in marriage as well. When people get married, they try to change their spouse to their liking, to fit their image. They try to change their character and personality. And that obviously causes difficulties in the marriage. There's a well-known saying, a man marries a woman hoping she won't change, and she changes. A woman marries a man thinking that she will change him, and he doesn't change. You marry this person for who they are, so why are you not trying to change them? Think about what you liked about your spouse when you got engaged, and you were excited to marry them. People try to change the personalities of their children, but as a parent, they have to understand that every child is unique. Each child poses a different set of challenges, and we must adapt and recognize their unique skills and talents and help them realize their ultimate potential. Aharon recognized each person's unique qualities and positive attributes, working to highlight and magnify those midas. Magid Shvacha shel Aharon sheloi shina. He didn't try to change anyone's distinct personality or alter what makes them special. Instead, he embraced their unique midas and temperament, using them as a foundation to elevate and build them up. And by working with their innate character, he brought out the best in them. Psychologists say, there are three things that you can't change. Your past, the truth, and another person. But what if you're stuck in a difficult marriage, or a complicated relationship, or you have a particularly challenging child? Then, change yourself. Be extra kind. Be more patient. Go out of your way to be extremely gracious and sympathetic. And by osmosis, it will have a positive impact on those people as well. And when you refine your own midos, your marriage and your friendships and all of your relationships will improve. There's a famous adage, everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change themselves. But Aharon taught us by being the ultimate Oyev Shalom, if you want to be a lover of peace and harmony, start by changing yourself. A story is told about parents of a large family who had a daughter that was struggling with her Yiddishkeit. She was no longer observing Torah mitzvahs, and the parents felt that she was directly impacting the other children. So they made the difficult decision to remove her from the home. But they didn't want to throw her out on the street, so they rented her an apartment down the block. Before taking this bold move, their father went to consult with Rav Gershon Edelstein. Rav Gershon told the father, I understand that your daughter is negatively impacting the other children. But what I would advise you to do is to put the other children in the rented apartment and keep your daughter with you in the house. She, more than the other children, needs your love and affection right now. Don't try to change her or try to change her location. Try to change your attitude towards her. That is the only way your message will resonate. Reb Gershon Edelstein understood the midah of Aharon HaKoyen sheloi shina. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.